Hello, good afternoon. My name is Carlos from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll.
Hello?
Yes, hello, this is Aaron.
Speaking.
Hi, Aaron. My name is Carlos, and I'm from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, sir.
Poll on what?
A public opinion poll.
All right.
And are you at least 18 years of age and a legal resident of Ohio, sir?
I am, yes.
Thank you, sir. And are you a registered voter in Ohio, sir?
I am, yes.
Thank you, sir. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is, or no, is it not?
It is, yes.
Thank you, sir. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, sir. A combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or locked box, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, just as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, in a stored place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearms to be securely stored? Support or oppose, sir?
Support.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a safe like box? Oppose or oppose? Oh, support or oppose?
Say that again.
A lock safe to law requiring for firearms to be securely stored.
Oppose.
Oppose.
I think a trigger lock worked well.
Okay, okay. A lock container or a case? Oppose or support?
Oppose.
Okay. A lock box or other devices that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm? Oppose or support?
Support.
Okay. Will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
A combination lock?
Support.
Okay. And a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Support.
Okay, sir. We're halfway there. Okay. So all this, yeah. Don't worry. We're almost done. Okay. But this really is gonna help us. Okay. This really is gonna help us a lot. All right. So if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I feel that it should be unloaded. It shouldn't matter if it's loaded or unloaded if it's secure.
So it should or should not?
It should not be unloaded.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in the lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in the place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
It is secure if it has a trigger lock or cable.
Thank you for your answer. Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical position of legal owners or someone else who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that a gun to be stored securely? Support or oppose?
I would support.
Thank you. One was there, okay? Searches.
Yeah, no problem.
One was there. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires a firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes languages marking clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
Sorry, one more time. Read that again.
Yes, sir. So searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
They should not be, sorry, that's really dense language. They should not be able to use my ownership of a firearm to search without a warrant. If that means.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, I understand. So that means that you're opposed to that, right?
I think so.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Okay, so will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor? It can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it. Do you support or oppose?
Again, I'm going to rephrase that. If a minor gains access to a firearm, that is totally the fault of the adult, and they need to be held responsible.
Thank you, sir. So you support or oppose?
Again, it's dense language. Can you read the actual language to me again? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. All right, so will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor? It can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it.
Affirmative defense, meaning that they are defending themselves, saying that they are not responsible if that occurs. I would oppose, I think.
Thank you, sir. One was there. So prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to firmly access every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to public? Support or oppose?
Sorry, you're going to have to read that one again.
Yes, sir. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charge filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to public? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your age, sir? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 over?
34 to 49, or whatever that category was.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I can't select more than one. I'm biracial. I guess other.
Okay. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you. Okay, sir, so that concludes everything, sir, and thank you for participating. You have a good day, okay?
Hope I helped. Thank you.
No problem.